I'm Dr. Sheldon L. Akins from the Leading Equity Podcast and a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 173 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Still coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters, still at my house, still in West Central Indiana. Continuing to share out some ideas for remote learning, distance learning, online learning, e-learning. These are all of the hashtags that I keep adding to all of my tweets these days because I'm not sure exactly what everybody is calling it. I think everybody has a different name for it. But I'm noticing that lots and lots of educators are using video calls in their instruction. And they're using it to get information across to their students, but maybe more importantly, they're using it to let students get in touch with each other. Now, before we start talking about video calls, one important distinction to make is that some school districts and some schools are restricting the use of video calls in these circumstances. They're worried about student privacy and some of the regulations that are out there. So be sure to check with your school or school district leaders to make sure that the use of this is available and if they have any guidance for you on using it. So I'm going to proceed forward as if you have access to making video calls and using them with your students. So with that said, there are lots of ways that folks are using these video calls in the classroom. And I wanted to share with you a couple of outside of the box ideas for using these video calls. I just recently put a post on the Ditch That Textbook blog called How to Use Google Meet for E-Learning and Online Learning. Again, I just picked two of them because I wasn't sure which one everybody's been using. But because I think that the rest of the world, like everybody out in the world who's not, actively in education, I think that they assume that we're going to use Google Meet or Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever, that we're going to use it to teach, to lecture. I think that's what they've got in their mind. And, if there's something that students need to hear from you, like some a bit of instruction that they need to hear in your words the way that you're going to say it, there's nothing wrong with using it for that. Of course, having them sit in one spot for a long period of time when who knows what is happening all around them, doing that instruction for a long period of time could be an issue. So I wanted to share with you some other ways other than just doing direct instruction that you can use these video calls for. And so I'm going to refer to a handful of these that I've got on a great big infographic that I put on this post. And this, of course, applies to any sort of video calling platform that you use. So one of them is just class check-ins. Isolation can be rough on kids if they've been away from their classmates and even their teachers. Getting that social connection is super, super important. So giving an opportunity for them to hear each other's voices and see each other's faces and connect can be really, really big. I'll throw out another idea, presentations. So what if, not necessarily that they need to, create PowerPoint slides and stand up and talk for 15 minutes, but if there's something that they've been working on, something they've been learning, and I would say, within the confines of school lessons, but even outside of the confines of school lessons, what if they're learning something and they can just report on how they're doing, what they've been learning, share what they've been learning. If one of them is going outside and starting a garden with one of their parents, then maybe they can talk about what they've been doing and what they've learned. If another one has been trying to learn an instrument or has been very curious about astronomy and has done a lot of digging online, then maybe they can report back to the class what they've learned. And again, these don't have to be formal presentations, but giving everybody an opportunity to talk can be really, really good. I'm going to throw one more idea out in this one, and then we'll do another episode related to this next. And that next one is teacher talks. And I know this one isn't specifically with your students, but being able to meet with your colleagues, whether it be someone else in your building, in your district, or even people outside, being able to share what you're going through and compare experiences and showing what works and really just checking in and having a human connection can be really, really good too. So those are a few ideas that you can use for those video call platforms: class check-ins, little informal presentations, and teacher talks. And in the next episode, I'll share a few more with you. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.